Hi everyone, you are listening to Yacht Femme on Yachting International Radio, where we discuss women in yachting.
Welcome to Yacht Femme, where we talk about the women that make the yachting industry. I'm your host, Andrea Tagliaferro. Learn who they are, how they got into yachting, and what they do today.
Meet Lindsay. She started her yachting career in 2013, focusing on crew uniforms. In 2017, she joined forces with Lauren Cotton, founder of Cotton Cruise, to further develop their crew placement department in West Palm Beach, Florida. Since then, Cotton Cruise has been recognized as one of the best in the business. And we are super happy to share this week, Lindsay has been promoted to Director of Crew Placement.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Yacht Femme. I'm super excited for you guys to meet Lindsay Phelps. She is the director, yes, this is news, Director of Crew Placement for Cotton Cruise. Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, Andrea. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. So let's start. For those that don't know you already, can you give us a background of who you are, where you're from, even though you already started, and how did you get into the yachting industry? So,
yeah, sure. So my name is Lindsay Phelps. I'm the new director of crew placement at Cotton Cruise. Yeah, thank you so much. Really exciting. I, like I said, spent 12 years in South Florida, and I got introduced to the yachting industry pretty early. Back in 2008, I was in college and my dorm rooms looked over the Australian docks. So yachts have kind of been calling my name since 08, but I actually joined the industry in 2013. I did 3 years of crew uniform design, which was really exciting. I did that for 3 years. Then I took a few years on a break, like most yachties do. They need to get out of the industry for a little bit. Then back in 2017, my friend Lauren Cotton called me, and we kind of joined forces, and my goal ever since then was kind of expand her crew placement department at Cotton Cruise.
Super cool. So can you tell us, for those that don't know, what is Cotton Cruise?
So Cotton Cruise is a West Palm Beach based recruitment agency, which makes us different. There isn't another agency in West Palm Beach. So I think that's amazing for our clients that are living over in Palm Beach that don't want to travel down to South Florida, even further down to Fort Lauderdale or Miami. We're there locally. We specialize in relationships, and that's really the root of Cotton Cruise.
Can you tell us a little bit more and just walk us on what is your job role? What is to be a director of crew placement?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. My job has transitioned a lot through the years, but most recently, my schedule can look like anything from meeting a whole ultra high worth individual for lunch to discuss their new build, to overseeing our current positions. We sometimes have anywhere from 15 to 40 to 50 jobs available. So I'm overseeing our team for that. Crew interviews, crew events, marketing, social media, SEO. I try to have a hand in it all.
My God, that's quite the range. So you're meeting, yeah. You meet with the clients themselves, because thankfully, like you're saying, you are in a hub for yachting in Palm Beach. So that's one. Right now, has that changed? Are you doing virtual meetings now that not everybody is able to go out and actually have those one-on-ones in person?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a huge transition into, I would say, Zoom or phone call. You know, Lauren and I work so well together. Both of us are meeting with clients. Both of us are on the phone all day, every day. We're able to collect the same amount of data over the phone and over Zoom. It's not quite as interpersonal, but it gets the job done.
Good. So I also know that you guys have apps that help people find jobs and help other ones that are posting for jobs, recruiting people to actually fill their vessels. So does, I don't know, vetting those people or even look over their application is something that falls on your role, or is that someone else? And if it is yours, can you tell us what does that even mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So if I could just tell you a little bit about the apps, just for anyone who might be listening,
you're allowed.
Perfect. We have two app platforms at Cotton Cruise. One being the Cotton Cruise Jobs app, which is primarily meant for crew actually looking for employment, seeking jobs. Then we have our other app, the Hire app, which is for captains, hiring managers, chief stews, even owners to log on and to search for crew via the app. But yes, those have been around for 2 years. I was just talking with Lauren today. I cannot believe that it's been 2 years since those have been available to crew, but it's been 2 years. It's crazy. But yeah, so the way our process works is crew download the app. It's free for crew. They upload their information. I think you have a test profile too. I saw you.
I do. I needed to see how this whole thing works. So I made an account.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw you. So crew log on, they create their profile, takes about 5 minutes. Then our team manually goes in and uploads jobs to the app, which it then sends a notification and crew can instantly apply after they've read, making sure that they, meet the qualifications, have the license, are in the right location, et cetera. Then that application goes directly to our team. It's not an automatic submission to the boat, which a lot of crew think. That's why I think we're a little bit different. This is not a submit a job and get 50 CVs in 30 seconds. This is myself and my team going over each individual CV, interviewing crew, doing background checks, checking references, several references, and, trying to actually meet people in person as well, when it's possible.
Wow. I actually do remember when you guys launched it and I was super excited. I was like, oh, finally, there's an app. Since you've been in the industry now, I know since 2013, but you took a break and then you've been with this company for 3 years. Have you seen a change in the industry, even if it is from the design of the uniforms or specifically in the crew agency side?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do a positive and negative. In this question. So start with the negative first, get that out of the way. And maybe I'm speaking to some of you that are watching this, but I truly have, in my perspective in the last 3 years of crew placement, have seen a huge leap in what I would call crew jumping around, crew jumping from boat to boat. I feel like there are just generally more yachts than there were 3 years ago. There are more positions than there were 3 years ago. And I just feel like the longevity on CVs that I'm seeing is lacking. And so it's really interesting when I have conversations with captains and hiring managers and chief stews and owners, the first and foremost thing that they're looking for is longevity on CVs. And I just simply don't see a lot of it anymore. And it's frustrating and sad. And so that's the negative, but the positive is that I hope that teams like Cotton Cruise can kind of instill in green crew that are coming into the industry, the work ethic and the amount of time it takes to get involved in this industry and the money that you have to spend to get licenses and the time away from family and the holidays missed, like all of these things are integral into what you're going to go through as a yachty. But in order to succeed, those are things that you really have to check off. You have to miss holidays. You have to keep upgrading your licenses, which cost thousands of dollars. You have to go get your SCCW renewed, like things like that. I hope that Lauren and I and our team can instill in crew just starting out that it's hard work, but it's worth it.
So in the career of a yachty, what would be longevity? Are we talking about you have to be on the same vessel for 4 years for a captain to actually see that you are loyal, or we're talking about just being able to do a season, a full season? What is longevity for yachties on board?
That's a really good question. I get asked that almost every day. I would say it really depends on what position I'm hiring for. So if I have an owner that needs a captain, they're going to want a few years on the same boat, which is very, very well sought after. And not a lot of people will last a few years on one boat. I think the longest I've seen is 6 years. And I think that person was in after they left their boat after 6 years, they probably had several offers in a day. And I'm sure that they weren't on the market for that long. So yeah, captain's a few years, deck crew, interior crew, you know, your moderately experienced crew, you hopefully see a year on each of the boats that they've worked on previously. When it comes to green crew, it's a crapshoot. I mean, I hope to see 6 months on at least your first couple boats. Hopefully a year if you're intelligent and able to stick it out and you're in a, you know, you're in a work environment that you can make it work. But those are kind of, I would say, the structure of longevity.
Wow, I'm shocked. 6 months doesn't seem like anything. So any crew out there, please last. Tough it out for at least 6 months. After you get to 6 months, a year is not that hard. But if it will determine how people are looking at your CV and you become more desirable, it definitely is worth the investment. I do understand sometimes we are not happy in the vessel or the captain or the team that we're on, but you want to be a yachty in the full career, that's how you have to think about it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's this lifestyle and this industry that you're trying to get into, it's not all sacrifice, but in order to be in it long-term, it's just part of the job.
Got it. Well, yeah. Very cool. How do you think yachting is adapting during the pandemic?
Sure. It's an interesting question, an incredible question to ask in the day and age that we're living. At least from our side, the crew replacement side, it's a relatively simple answer, which is unexpected, but it is that, you know, the yachting industry is an outlier. It never seems to conform to any sort of norm. And so we've just found that, you know, if travel is open and borders are open, there's jobs to fill.
I had a conversation with a captain recently, and he said when the pandemic was coming, the first thing he did was sending all his crew that he could home to make sure. And this was great because they all made it to their destination, to their home country. Mm-hmm. But then when he wanted them to reactivate the program, many of them still couldn't fly to the vessel. So he was able to fill all the positions with other people that were on this side of the, you know, in the United States. Have you seen any changes of that? I think some borders are still closed. I don't know. What do you see? What's the landscape you're seeing on your side?
So it's interesting because that was something that, I mean, I could think of 25 boats off the top of my head that had that issue. It wasn't a singular thing. It was a across the board issue with not being able to fly your foreign crew back to wherever the boat was. What I would say is that it paid to be a U.S. crew member at that time. If you were in the U.S., you basically got a job on a foreign flag boat if they could hire a U.S. crew, or obviously on any U.S. boat that was here. It really paid to be a U.S. crew member in the last 6 to 7 months when a lot of foreign crew haven't been able to enter the country. And then, I mean, another considerable factor in this is that, you know, visas are not easy to come by anymore. B1, B2 visas are not being handed out like candy anymore. It's a strenuous, complicated, document-filled process, and people just don't want to go through it, and agents are simply just not issuing them. So it's a very strange time, but that's really all I can add.
No, that's great. It still makes people understand that if you actually had to go home, that's fine. Just start targeting vessels that are at least in your region and don't just focus on the ones that are in other places and waiting for those visas. Just like get what you can in your area, continue to be active on your resume, and those in the USA, jump on board. And those that are not jumping on board, just make sure to get your certification as fast as you can, because there are jobs out there. I know many of you had a pause and didn't know how your careers were going to end because so many yachts were on lockdown. So take advantage. That's what we're doing in the pandemic.
And, you know, hitting on a point earlier, this is a perfect opportunity to gain longevity on your CV. So crews shouldn't be jumping around right now. You should be taking advantage of the time that you have on board. Get paid, get some longevity on your CV, and then find something new.
Sounds great. So now let's give people some advice. I know this was tons of advice, but this will be more on your personal experience in your career. If you could remember back and be like, you know, everything that I've learned, everything that I have experienced, if you were starting off today, Lindsay, today it's your first day, what would you tell yourself? What you wish someone would have told you?
I think one of the main things is not exactly in crew placement, but if I was getting into yachting as a green crew member, I would find a mentor. That's what I tell everyone, is to find someone that's willing to walk you through the process, not just myself and my team and, you know, what I can answer about getting your SCCW and going to get your ENG1 and, you know, how to tweak your CV to make it look a little better and, you know, how to take a professional photo and how to interview well. Like, those are all important things. But when you start to actually get on boats and people give you an opportunity, find a mentor that will answer like deeper questions into yachting for you.
If someone comes up to us and say like, oh, that's great. You know what? I've been thinking about this mentorship. Now I'm like completely convinced. Do you have any suggestions where they could find maybe a platform, or if you don't have a platform, like how could you recognize if someone is a good mentor or not?
There are a lot of yachties that are starting businesses now as, you know, a paid mentor that you can call them or email, and they have websites and things available and things to read and, you know, links and things like that, that you, you know, can sign up for. On a more personal level, I think it's just going to be luck.
Before we head out, Lindsay, anything you want to share aside from your exciting promotion? anything you want to tell the audience?
So whether, you know, you're starting out in the industry, network like crazy, call every agent, not just me, call every agent, because I don't have every job. I try, but that's not physically possible. Just continue to build relationships, find a mentor, and I guess find people that appreciate you and see your great qualities and that are willing to help you succeed.
That's great. Another thing that she did say was first impressions do count. Like she's saying, you're nurturing these relationships, but be very aware that when people are looking at your information, your CV, they're also going to look at your footprint, your digital footprint, and they'll check out your social media and everything you're posting on that will affect your job and your relationship that you're nurturing. You can be on one side smiley and very clean and polished, and on your other side on your social media being a little bit of a train wreck. So just take into account that these crew agencies are as tech savvy as you are, and they will find the content out there. So it's not about hiding the content, it's just be as professional as you can be on all your facets of life, because it's all fun and games on the yacht, but that's still someone else's property, someone else's home. So just be mindful. Lindsay, thanks again. How can we find and how can we follow Con Cruise?
Sure. So haven't gotten into Twitter yet. I don't even know what we would say, but you can find us at www.cottoncruise.com. And our website not only has information for owners and captains and hiring managers that are looking to hire a crew, but also it is a full platform for our full job list. So you can log on it. You don't have to log in. You can just sign on to the website and see the full job list. I'm available. I run the social media account. So if you ever want to get in touch with me, you can also message our Instagram page, or my email direct is lindsay@cottoncruise.com.
Great. So if you didn't memorize all that, don't worry. All the information she just said will be in the description below from her website, her email, the social media platforms the company is available and active on. So you can just reach out however you feel the most comfortable with. So thank you so much, Lindsay, for your time today and sharing. And for us, exciting to be one of the people that's saying congratulations on your new position.
Thank you so much. Hey, stay well up there.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Yacht Fam. If you like what you heard, please like, subscribe, and comment. Your comment will help us reach a broader audience. And don't miss the next episode. Bye!